Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode of An Unexpected Podcast is brought to you by
The Smiths.
Thank you.
Hello, friends, and welcome to An Unexpected Podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And we're Talking Tolkien.
We're coming to you from the... Wait, today we're not coming from the North Farthing. Mm-hmm. Today we're coming from the Shire in the beautiful state of Ohio.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, friends, so this week we are turning it over to Old Trotter himself as we continue our discussion on the Hobbit movies. We're going to have that here in just a bit. But before we get to all that, sweetie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm working on my art skills. I have been working on my art skills for, I want to say 1.5 weeks now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started it in February. I've been wanting to do it for so long, but I really started learning step by step following tutorials since last week, and it's been so much fun. Yes.
All I wanted to say, and I don't mean to interrupt, is that they're wonderful. You're actually doing different styles of art. So you're doing some 3D stuff, you've been doing sketches, you've been doing a lot of different types of things. And you made a donut, and you've been working on a donut for like the last couple weeks. I'm not even going to lie to you. I got to hit the gym next week hard because you've been drawing all those donuts, and I've been consuming more. We pulled in to get coffee the other day, and I was just like, yeah, the donut. Should we get a donut too, you know? And you're like, well, you know, if you want one, you can get one. And then I'm just sort of like, oh, okay, so it's just me.
I know. Every day I'm working on it. I get hungry for donuts, too.
It's crazy. It has a nice pink frosting on it. It's got some sprinkles and everything. Yeah. So
I'm pretty sure some of you guys who are listening and who are into like art skills and 3D art, you know exactly what we're talking about right now because it's a very popular tutorial. And the Blender Guru.
So you've been working in the Blender program. Yeah. Yeah. And I was talking, so it's pretty neat. Just sometimes I share with other friends and family or students, you know, that you are working on art stuff. And it's really cool. Like people, I don't know, there's so much in that program that I'm like, you showed it to me the other day. I was like, looks like an absolute foreign language to me. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea what's going on in there. But it's beautiful and it's fun. And I think you're learning something. You know, when I remember when I first started figuring out podcasting, looking up like microphones and all that kind of stuff. I spent a whole week on one of my spring breaks. And I started on like a Sunday. I took my Saturday off. Sunday to Sunday, I worked for 7 days.
Yeah.
And wow. I just to figure it out, you know, just to learn. And it's really good. You know, if you're really passionate about something and you're really into it, I feel like that's, you know, I mean, get after it. You know what I mean? Like just go for it.
It's so exciting to learn a new skill, but it's also very intimidating, especially if it's so close to your heart. You know?
Yeah.
And it as an artist, once you put something out there, you always feel like your baby is vulnerable, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think Lane has talked a lot of times about that because Lane is a wonderful artist. I mean, you guys know this in our, our tees. And by the way, go check out our link is over on Instagram. We have all these all of the t-shirt designs are over there, which is they're hilarious. But he's done sketches and in different cartoon things, landscapes, paintings and stuff. And I know you said before, yeah, it's tough. And just like you mm-hmm. said, like sometimes you're putting it out there and
yeah.
what are people going to say? What are they going to think about it? You know? So, and there's different types of art forms because here I am stumbling over my words mm-hmm. and, I'm trying to put something out there in terms of a podcast.
It's an art form.
You open yourself up for, you know, I don't know. I got a comment somewhere on one of my projects and I don't know when this was, months back. But it was something that I said probably 3 years ago. It was something that it wasn't anything wrong or inappropriate or anything like that. I try to keep everything real, PG. You know, that's being a teacher and everything. It's just what I do. But it was something I got wrong. You know what I mean? I can't even remember it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even remember the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm like, I said that? Where? When? Mm-hmm. Give me a timestamp. I don't, and I'm not that I want to go back and look. But it's so funny because you do put yourself out there, and I talk yeah. for so long. Lynn and I talk for 2.5 hours to the point where we're silly. We're like silly. I absolutely just don't even know what's going on anymore.
Yeah.
It's I get what you're saying, though. It's like you work on it. You're passionate about it. And then also like, oh, hey, I'm going to ease this out there. Look
yeah.
I'm doing something, trying to, you know, do right. something fun. So
yeah, and you got to give yourself the time. And I think it's a good thing that you overcame that fear and I'm overcoming that fear because otherwise, you know, there's so many people who reach out to you. And thank you guys, you and Lane, for what you do, your art
yeah.
of podcasting. And if you know, from the beginning you were like, no, I don't think it's good. I'm afraid to put it out there. No one would have listened to you because you never put it out there. So
it is crazy that one day we decided to make a podcast. Like Lane and I said, it was, hey, one day we're going to do this. We got the old name game going. We said, well, we'll eventually start it. And it's, what's funny is the first 3 years, there really is no podcast. We haven't quite come up with a name yet the whole time. And then at one point we settled on a name.
But I love it. And that's honestly, that is like magic to me that we as humans, we can imagine something that's just on our minds.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we can bring it to life. In what form, yeah. you know, with we need tools for that.
Yeah.
But the best way we can, and we get better at it. We get better at expressing ourselves. And actually, that shouldn't be really negotiable, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, okay, hold on. Like, okay, there's some things, you know, you need to be careful about. And you need to be aware of what your message is or what you're putting out there.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like, in terms of, oh, is this good enough or not? Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah,
how
yeah, yeah.
you express yourself. So it should be. It should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, no, I think, and I do love, when people are themselves, and I like seeing different types of, you know, as you're learning something, you mimic a lot, but then at the same time, you kind of evolve it, you make it your own and all those different things. But then, yeah, all of us as people, I mean, gosh, I was thinking about Star Wars Celebration, which is coming up here, and just going and seeing people who are cosplaying, doing their thing,
yeah.
or just being themselves, who made R2-D2 units, who drew some stuff for the art gallery or whatever, and then just people being themselves, you know, wearing some of the t-shirts I see people choose, like the outfits that people choose to wear. It's just funny. I like watching people, you know, because we are also kind of, I don't know, art in a way, if you believe that. But
yes,
you know,
100%.
It's interesting. So
that makes me emotional.
You know, I don't know. I'm just
thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're feeling good. We're feeling really good. Lottie is learning new skills. I am ready for Star Wars Celebration. Going to be going live, by the way. So if you guys want to listen, if you want to listen in and hang out with Oez, I don't know what you're doing during that time, but I'm going to be live over on Hyperspace Hangout, just doing it. I've got some real FOMO going on. I'm not able to go this year.
I'm so sorry.
And it's all good. It is all good, but I am... I will go in the future. I've actually told Lottie it's actually something
yeah.
that I remember I was like, told myself a long time ago. I was like, I am not going to be missing a lot. It's the pandemic was the reason I missed it. And then, one of the reasons I'm still not going. So it's just crazy. Yeah. But we'll get there and we're going to watch it. And so if you guys want to hang out and talk Kenobi, or you guys want to just enjoy some some good hangout time. I think we're going to be trying to make some like Star Wars drinks and Star Wars food maybe or something. Yeah. Just little snacks or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. And if it's left up to me, it's going to be real. I'll take some pictures of, I'll post it on Instagram, some of the stuff that we design. I know it's not really like Tolkien or Lord of the Rings, but to me, it's a big celebration. So
yeah,
that'll be fun. Okay, just thinking here. So, okay, we went down, and I'm not really sure, just depending on how this edit comes out, whether we're going to have... We have some advice from Winnie. Some really cool stuff. We got a little... we get the kids down there talking, wanting to podcast or whatever, which I think was really cool. And I'm not sure whether we cut that up at the beginning or in the middle here, but you guys are going to hear that at some point, or maybe you already have. And either way, I just love that little conversation we had, and I think it's so sweet hearing their little voices. You know, on the podcast, I've always thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And I love that Winnie's just, you know, all about like, podcasting's fun.
Yeah, she grew up with that.
She's grown up with the podcast. Get the mics out. Fire them up. Let's go. So that's a lot of fun. And then we were just kind of sitting on the couch, and we had Lane and Sarah were sitting together, and then we were over on the other side on the other couch and just really talking about this movie, getting Lane's thoughts while we were down there. Kind of just tossed him a microphone. Only had two, so it was just really him and me. And then we tried to kind of pass it back between you and Sarah a little bit or whatever. But it was good. It was a good little chat, and just to kind of get his thoughts on The Desolation of Smog, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is that your impression of Bomber?
Oh, my gosh. That's, by the way, the way we're recording this, we've actually already recorded our thoughts on Desolation of Smog, part two. Someone did ask me to do a Bomber voice in that. And I guess maybe he's like, I don't know. Maybe that is what he sounds like. I don't know. I have no idea. If anybody has any good Bomber impressions,
record them and send them in.
Yeah, please.
We'll play them.
I promise you we will play them. I promise. So, yeah, because that was kind of funny. So, anyway. No, what we're going to do, we're going to turn this over. We're going to send this down to Amanda, and we're going to turn this over to old Trotter.
We are recording up in here.
Wow.
This is what you call...
It's been a while.
What's interesting, what's probably interesting for Winnie is that she doesn't have the headphones because we don't have like...
True.
She's used to be sitting at the table where she can hear herself. And even then, it kind of mesmerizes you a little bit.
See, this is the cool thing, though. When you don't have the headphones, you have to wait to see how you sounded.
Yeah.
You want to try?
Which is crazy. Yeah, it can't be a good thing. It
can be. And also kind of scary, too. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. We're sitting around. We got Goldberry here. We got Rosie Cotton
in
the Shire. We got the old boys. And we got these
Winnie the Wise.
Beautiful young ladies here. Yeah. And we got the King of Gondor upstairs resting. Let's see. Asleep, Sarah? Is he asleep, honey? Just be careful with the. Almost.
Almost.
You want to say something? Go ahead.
Didn't you say there's something wise that she said? Who is
you? Want me to tell it? You want to say it? So we were talking about Lord of the Rings. We had some alone time last night, and I was like, you know who the real hero of Lord of the Rings is? It's Sam Gamgee. And I was like, there's lots of heroes, you know, and when he was like, Dad, the real hero is Gandalf.
Yeah.
And the way she said it, and the way I don't know my state of mind even too, I was like, whoa. Wait a minute. I was very open to her answer. I didn't know what it was going to be. So I was like, okay, she is going to tell me the real hero. And she was like, because he saves them. I was like, Gandalf. And it was like she was reading from a script. Man, it's been a while. Gandalf beat because he saves them. And I was like, man, like,
yeah,
it never hit me like that before. And I in my head, I'm thinking, I'm going through like all our conversations in the past. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And she even went on to say, hey, baby, she even went on to say, saved because he saved them from the dragon.
Yeah.
And I think she was talking about the Balrog.
The Balrog.
The Balrog.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dragon also works.
It does. They were called dragons. Yeah. Kind of dragons.
He's done both. I don't know. I was going through my head. I'm like, have we ever talked about this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think we had ever thought of it in the terms of like, he is the first domino.
Yeah.
Or he's the finger that knocks all the dominoes down. Like without him,
he's
Aragorn isn't, you know, prompted and encouraged the same way. The hobbits aren't utilized.
Powerful.
Like
the most integral, powerful.
Yeah, and so it was.
But
amazing.
It had nothing to do with his power. It was just the sacrifice. You know, it's just like
it's humility too.
It's
right?
All of the, you know.
Yeah,
Winnie,
the downfall of Saruman wasn't his lack of power. It was, he was hubristic, right? Like he was, self-important and everything.
So Winnie, that's really cool. That's really cool. So Gandalf is like the hero. He's the hero. I love that.
Do you want to talk about anything?
Yeah.
It can be anything. It doesn't have to be Lord of the Rings.
How's your day been, Winnie?
Good.
It's been good? Yeah. What have you done today?
Well, I've been playing.
You've been playing? Have you been playing with your sisters? Yeah. And then you went up and played with your brother earlier. Yeah, I saw that.
What was the thing? What's the thing swing on out there? You guys call the ship. What is that thing called?
A whale.
Yeah, we know we had a whale come underneath the ship, didn't we? Oh,
under the ship.
We were on the hammock, and we had a whale come underneath there. And it was, oh, that was crazy.
Do you remember
crazy.
What happened with Daddy today, this morning?
He said, come here, Ruth. And then he fell off.
I knocked my crock off.
He just fell right down.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You want to talk to?
That was funny.
So did you, Uncle Ez. Yeah.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I did, Winnie. Thank you for reminding me. I did fall down.
It was like watching myself back in time.
That was the slowest fall.
Your butt's going to catch and it's going to like...
I was like, oh, it's got me.
And it doesn't. You're just like, whoa. It just keeps sliding up your back.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Did you see me fall, Winnie? Did you actually
see...
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Great.
That's crazy. So we played in the ship. Lottie kind of rocked the ship a little bit for us, didn't she? Yeah.
And you said... rock you to sleep.
Rock my baby in the treetops.
I thought he was going to fall asleep.
Yeah, it was crazy. I almost did fall asleep, yeah.
Say something, Charlotte Jean.
Hobby. Gaga, go home.
Hobby, go home.
Hobby, go who? Huh?
Okay, all right. The hobbits go home.
They go home? How about
I? Are you making a language right now?
T-A-R-L. Gaga, go Tarlop? Tarlop?
Gaga go peeky.
Gaga go peeky.
Oh, I thought she said she had. We were taking a pee break, is what I thought was happening. which is very much like, you know, very, very normal for the podcast. Hmm. Is that what Gandalf sounds like? Does he speak a different language when he's talking to the moth?
Gandalf.
Nuh-uh.
You talk to Uncle Ezra.
Charlotte, you like Gandalf?
Yeah.
Why do you like Gandalf?
I guess he's nice.
He's nice? Because he's nice. Yeah, Winnie, who's your favorite character? Who do you like the most? Is it Bilbo? Is it Frodo?
Frodo.
You like Frodo?
Yeah.
Why do you like Frodo? Is it because he has the ring, or because he's strong, or because he's nice?
Because he has the ring.
He's got the ring, and he has to take it to Mordor and all that. Yes. Okay. I like that. I like that. Oh, you think you're a hobbit?
I'm his size, and I have bare feet, and I walk around like bare feet every time.
So you're like a hobbit. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
You do have curls.
You got the curls. Yeah.
You like to eat a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like to eat hobbit food.
Oh, you do? Oh, we love hobbit food, yes.
I like to eat watermelon. That's hobbit food.
That's hobbit food, yeah.
I be.
Charlotte's getting ready to go to sleep. When she Charlotte's tired, this is what she does.
No, I'm not, Mama.
You're not tired?
We'll say goodnight. We'll say bye, everybody. Say bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.
See
bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. See you. Okay. Good job.
Good job.
All done. Night, night.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Let's go get our toothbrush.
Night, tea.
We're all done.
Night, tea.
It's all off. God.
Yeah. So we're here.
We're here.
We're here. We out here.
And we are here.
What are we doing with this? Is this like an what is this?
This is going to be the intro to the next episode.
The intro to the next episode. So and you guys will be watching Two Towers.
I'm just gonna. We're watching. Right. No, we're watching.
Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to be cutting. I'm going to be cutting couches. All this up to make
oh,
this
yeah,
work.
Oh yeah, duh. So, no, you're in the Hobbit.
We're in the Hobbit, man.
I was thinking this would be a great analogy though. The two couches.
This is Desolation of Smaug.
Desolation. I would like. Okay. Here's one.
Go ahead.
I would like to interview Peter Jackson. But not for the reasons you would imagine.
Smaug.
I would like to ask him why he's the only person on Earth who is an English language speaker,
right?
Who says Smaug?
Smaug.
The desolation of Smaug, and everyone's like, "Yep, we'll follow this guy, no problem."
Well, actually, it's interesting.
If he says it's Smaug, we're all going to say Smaug. No one in the movie goes, "Oh, we're going to the Lonely Mountain. and there lies Schmaug.
Yeah, Schmaug.
No one else says it like that.
Someone who's close. Someone who's close to saying it that way. But she's not a native English speaker.
That's
how do you
okay.
say it, sweetie? How do you say it?
Smaug.
See, Smaug. That's what he that's puts it. He says Smaug. Schmaug. He also says Schmaug. He also says Schmiegel. He says Schmiegel. So my thing is he just love the SH blend? Is that what it is? Digraph?
Maybe.
Is he obsessed with it?
Yeah.
Does he say, I would like some shopper for dinner?
I'd like a schmoffy coffee. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Desolation of Smaug, Schmaug. Wow, this is a good movie. I think, honestly, because I remember I was actually thinking about this rant. My brain is so strange how it works. Like, we were here today, and I was thinking, what's something I could record for Ez that I enjoy from this movie that he could clip in? Because I know you said you wanted to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the main things that comes to my head is not even like the revelation or the revealing of Schmaug. It's the score.
Yeah.
That Howard Shore. Wow, I never realized how weird that is.
Shore.
Are you going to shore this film for us? Well, how would Peter Jackson say that? Howard Shore.
Shore.
So the score that Howard Shore develops for that portion of Bilbo creeping in, first of all, going down the tunnel, I believe it's like silent.
Yeah.
Which in those movies doesn't happen very often. I mean, it does happen, you know, quite, but there's most of the movie is scored with music. Yeah. So, but the types of instruments and sounds that he creates, I love because they're very like, I don't know if this is the right term to use. It's not. It's not.
How did she already knew what you were going to say.
Very like Eastern sounding, like cymbals and gongs and like,
we're in the east,
which makes you think of what? Dragons.
Okay.
Like the Chinese year of, one of them is the year of the dragon. Like dragon lore is huge in like Eastern Asian cultures. Yeah.
We wonder why. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
But like, sometimes you wonder where does that, all those where does stories it come from?
And then why do we, why is it also in like England with like St. George killing the dragon? Dragons, yeah. dragons are throughout, like it's.
Would it have been related to like dinosaurs?
Yeah, maybe like finding. But then I'm like, dude, are there, what were the remnants? Are they talking about alligators? Are they talking about Komodos? Komodo dragons?
Wait, can I ask you a question? I want to. So we're talking about dragons. You know so we're going back a movie. Okay, when it all opens right at the Lonely Mountain, and Thorin's running past Balin, and he's just like, it's almost like he yell dragon first, then he pauses for his like dragon. He's like dragon.
Yeah,
and he pauses. Like, he's like dragon, bro. Let's go.
Like, it's a
you
dragon.
That part, like
dragon. Yeah, he's like,
is he dragon?
Dragon.
Yeah, at first he's real calm, just like it's a dragon.
Yeah,
and then like roll with me, like yeah.
Let's get everyone crazy. Panic.
Sorry, you mentioned the dragons. I was thinking back. I'm like, yeah, oh, God. But yeah.
But the sound, the soundscape, the music he creates there is absolutely beautiful and so different from.
Yeah,
it's a little unsettled. We are monitoring Viggo. If you're wondering why we're talking about. Yep. Yeah, so, sort of like very different from. She's just passy. That's all he needs. Very different from like any other sounds we hear in any music.
Right.
Like I think if you watch it and listen to it, you'll be like, yeah, that doesn't sound like anything else in Middle Earth we get ever again.
Right.
It's just kind of cool that he saves it for that.
Yeah, use something special to distinguish.
I mean, he's the only dragon we ever see.
Right. Yeah.
So
unless you're talking to Winnie.
That's true.
And then there's other dragons out there. She's actually correct.
That's yes, she is.
She's actually kind of correct.
So I guess to be specific, I mean in the films, the only dragon what's created so far.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I love how it opens, like with that whole flashback in Bree, which is really cool.
Yeah,
we get the prancing pony again.
Yeah,
you know, we get Peter Jackson chomping the carrot again.
Crazy.
We get a little bit of just Gandalf, because we never see Gandalf and Bree.
Yeah.
Until then. And it's kind of cool to think about him being there. And because he's supposed to meet them there, you know? And he's been there lots of times. And
you're right. That's a good point. That's a really cool.
So that's a cool opening. And then how it transitions to like Bilbo. He's talking about a hobbit in the Shire. Right. And the Bilbo's head pops up and everything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's cool. That's good. Buddy. That's a good moment.
But yeah. And then the whole the way I love the way this film ends too, with just that, oh God,
the desolation,
smog flying out, and him saying what, because desolation doesn't happen until desolation doesn't happen until the next movie. It's the now how the next movie opens,
right?
The Battle of the Five Armies.
Five Armies, yeah.
Which is, that's a lot,
right?
In a single movie, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that is just like him. I can't remember what he says, but death, I think, is the last word, and it just cuts out.
You crazy.
Just
hear the, and they caused all of that. Thor, come on.
I know. I've always...
Was it worth it?
His voice. Yeah. Benedict's
voice.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Okay, so interesting. I don't know how I feel about Benedict Cumberbatch. So I loved when the Sherlock show came out.
Did you know they didn't get along? I didn't know they didn't really get along.
Who? Yeah, it's like you and me.
Yeah.
Him and Martin Freeman?
Yeah.
I don't... Is that true?
Well, there's like some edginess between them two. Like, yeah. There's a whole thing on it.
I think they're friends.
Sorry about that.
I think they're friends. I think you need to fact check that
one. I think you need to fact
check
it.
Who told you that?
No, I think... I don't know where I saw it, but I read it somewhere.
Is this recent? Because I think one of the only reasons he wanted to work on that film is they were doing Sherlock together at the same time. And he was like, I mean, that'd be kind of cool. And Martin was like, yeah, Benedict would be great.
Huh. Interesting. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I think people were like, when he got married... they were like, why didn't he invite, what's his name? Yeah.
Martin Freeman?
Yeah.
Or other way around.
Yeah, why didn't he invite Martin Freeman?
Martin never got married to, yeah.
Yeah, so like.
They were
like,
partners.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. It's just.
Well, maybe they're not friends anymore.
Yeah, no.
Maybe they had a falling out or something. Because like The Hobbit was filmed like
Sherlock is so good.
It came out a decade ago. It was filmed like 13 years. Sherlock is great crazy. Until like that last season, man. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. Anyway.
Right. But his voice is great.
His voice is great.
Smog. Yeah.
I did like that he did mocap.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He did as much of the movements as he could, which is cool. I like also that he's humble enough that he went to Andy Serkis and was like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
You know, what tips you have? You did create a golem, you know?
Right.
And I think Andy Serkis said, start with the movements.
Okay.
And which makes me think of who? Shane Runge.
Talking
about the breath, right?
Yeah.
Finding your breath.
Yeah.
And then building a character around how you breathe.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, and the way he explained it, he's like they would all breathe in different ways. An orc would breathe differently from a man, would breathe differently from a, you know, the Witch King.
That was wild talking to him.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cool. Those are the main things that point, like in finding Lake Town is cool.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Of the three, is that like of the three movies? Just before I let you go here on this,
I gotta leave in like 5 minutes. Anyway. My agent's got me to run.
Got you booked everywhere.
I run to something else. Yeah.
I
gotta go to my other Lord of the Rings podcast.
Oh well, tell Prancing Pony we said hi. they're great.
No, it's the Tolkien professor.
Oh, you're with him now.
No, I am him. What's my name? Rory Olson.
Roy Olson. It's back on the show. But like of the three, which one do you like more?
Which one do I like the best?
Yeah.
It's the first one.
The first one? Yeah.
Yeah. Too. I don't know what it is with me in the first movies.
The Battle of the Fifth Army. Wow. The Battle of
the Bible of the Farth Armor.
the last one. I like it's growing on me. That one grows
the more
on
you.
Me.
I think the thing really that freaks me out the most about the last one is those worms that come out. I just think of Dune time. Like the original Dune, like the worms that come out and like eat people and stuff.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's almost like this is a lot going on in this battle. Is he awake, baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Just get round two.
Round two.
But yeah, I do like that. I do like the last one.
Yeah.
I feel like the one, it's not even a gripe. I don't want to say it's a gripe. I'm just bummed that, Billy Connolly,
mm-hmm.
who's the actor who played Dane Ironfoot, mm-hmm. like they didn't actually use his face. They CGI'd, I don't know if they CGI'd onto Billy Connolly or if Billy just never filmed anything. He provided the voice, but never filmed, like it wasn't him.
Wow.
It's not him.
Well, couldn't tell, didn't know.
It's really weird.
That's cool.
I've always thought he's a cool actor and he's got a cool face. And
yeah.
An old guy, Scottish dude.
Okay.
It's
cool.
But yeah, anyway, I like the first one the best. Just I guess because it's the beginning of the adventure, and you got all the stuff in Moria.
Yeah. Well, the song and everything. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. All the lore with the swords and Rivendell and
like,
everything.
Like Lottie was talking about that, like whole first like 45 minutes, you're in the Shire.
In the Shire.
And the extended edition, you get like you get him going to the market and picking up fish for dinner, and he thinks he sees Gandalf. And it's
while we got you on here,
yeah.
Can we ask you, what did you think about the Belladonna Took Gandalf relationship? Am I wrong about that? Did you listen to this part of the?
No,
you didn't hear this part?
Catch something there, like some
dude. He physical like touch? Would you watch this? Yeah. Bilbo's patting old Gandalf with the sword on the backside.
Yeah,
you know, pat, pat, pat,
and then Belladonna does as well.
And almost Belladonna's like, no, she touches Bilbo. Staff. Bilbo, come here. And she like
get away from
moves
Dad.
Him away. Get away from Daddy. And she like comes over.
Bilbo
and
is she leans Gandalf's over and son.
She gives Gandalf the biggest hug. I mean, intimate, pressed up on him.
Well, and think about a hobbit. If a hobbit's hugging a wizard.
It's, dude, it didn't look
that's
good.
That's like, hello.
Over all the other hobbits.
Yeah, because it's his own son.
And when he says he was
oh
like,
my god, he's
like
father
to be,
just
to be good morning.
Did
by
you guys hash this out
Belladonna's,
already?
You know, son, my son, on the podcast. We talked about this, Lane. I'm telling you, like we were
it's
in the live
typical,
chat.
It's typical dad who left and but can't stay away. Like he wants the fun parts of being a dad, but doesn't want all the responsibility.
Yeah, and remember what he said to Bilbo? What did he say? It's never been that, like I've never been that happy to see someone or something like that.
When after Moria, he was like Bilbo, my boy,
my boy.
And he's like I've never been so happy to see anybody else in my life. You know what I mean?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage,
all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Mean type of thing, and it's like, well, he really cares about Bilbo, you know what I mean?
Okay, so what was the physical contact between?
It was just a lean over, and it's in the extended cut where Bilbo is.
That whole scene is in the extended cut.
Right, yeah, so he's like touching, he's got like a little wooden sword. He's like
hitting Gandalf. Stop, you know.
He's turning around, oh, get out of here, you know. And he's like,
Gandalf's doing fireworks.
I'll go ahead and fill in what wasn't there. They cut some audio, and it's like Bilbo going, daddy, 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 like with the sword. And it's like, and then Belladonna's like, no, come here.
You weren't supposed to say anything. Your dad's over here.
You weren't supposed to say anything, okay? And then she just leans, she actually goes off screen, but she totally looks like she's embracing Gandalf. And I'm instantly live while we were watching. I was like, did she just hug Gandalf? That was an intimate, excessively intimate hug. Wow. I might have been a little tipsy. I don't know.
Well, and when she does like, go over to him, she goes, Bilbo! She's like bounding in. She's like, get away. Like, I told you that in confidence.
Elaine, I'll say this. She's bouncing into the scene. And bounces right on over into Gandalf.
And is that for Gandalf to just kind of look at and go, okay.
Old Belladonna. <All right. laughs> I mean, I was like, I've never saw it. And then once we saw it, I was like, wait a second. Throughout the movie, we kept going, he loves Bilbo. He is, you know, like sending his son on a journey.
Well, they even, they go into the West together.
Yeah,
at
man.
At the very end.
He and Dad go on
into
like
the Undying Lands with his son.
He references Belladonna in the good morning by.
Do you guys look up any kind of theories?
Wow.
No, this is totally film theory.
Tolkien would be rolling in his grave.
He'd be rolling his grave right now.
But you know what? This is a Jackson film. Thing. We got to pin this on Peter Jackson. Again, the guy who calls Smaug Schmaug.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Go look up the Belladonna took actress and everything. And then there's stills of her with Gandalf. Like, dude, I was like.
Wait, for real?
Just like behind the scenes stuff, you know, them yeah, it's so wild. You know, because you take pictures with the actors and stuff.
My mind's blown right now.
Yeah, I thought it was quite highly interesting. And
did you know that the Hobbit feet in The Hobbit are actually these prosthetics that you pull on,
mm-hmm.
and they're like the full length of the leg? Did you know that?
Did you know why? No, I don't know why. Please, this is
why. Because...
Come
if on. You would have watched the appendices, like a good boy,
I told
the Lord of the Rings, there's an entire 45-minute special called A Day in the Life of the Hobbit.
Wow. Are you serious?
And they had to be, because of the way their ankle was bent, they had to be standing. So Sean Astin, Billy Boyd, Dom Monaghan, and Elijah Wood would have to get up at 3:30 in the morning, 3:30 or 4.
Didn't even make it.
Yes. See, look, she knows.
It's unbelievable.
So people, they would have to stand.
I have not seen the appendices.
At 4 a.m. in the morning, they'd have to stand up for like, yeah, for like 2 hours or something and have these things glued on and then like painted and I don't know if they're standing that whole time, but for certain parts of it, they had to be standing.
Now, did they use their real like toe hair and stuff for that? Like, what did
they? They just pulled it straight through.
Okay,
so they pulled it straight through. All right. But then they were like, they had to be, they couldn't be reused either, I don't think. I think the ones that are in The Hobbit, when they slip on and off, I think they can disinfect those and reuse those. Yeah. And the dwarves actually have, like, their forearms and hands are also that same type of prosthetic.
So you're saying, like, when they did it in The Hobbit, they did it so that way they wouldn't have to remake them as often, right? Is that the thing? Yes. That's why they went knee high or something? Because
it would just take so much time. And it was just easier. Cool. They could just slide them on like a sock.
There you go.
And the paint would stay on, or they could create it so the paint and the hair, they'd... It's crazy. Like when you think about
good old Tammy Lane.
Yeah. For real.
Shout out.
For real, Tammy Lane. I think she did dwarf stuff, but I'm sure she helped with it. She was the head prosthetics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was in charge of all of it.
That's just wild. So, you know, because the X-ray, we were talking about that in the episode, was like, it only tells you so much.
I've never even used that before. Is it pretty cool?
Well, it brings up random general trivia and information. And I was like, It's like on the side when you're watching, it's like a little, as you go watch through the movie, it'll flash like this X-ray like knowledge.
Would it pretty much,
just on Amazon.
Would it pretty much just tell me everything I know anyway?
Yeah, basically if you knew the appendices, you'd understand why this was saying what it said.
So it's literally incorporating the appendices into the film.
Kind of, but it's also
That's genius.
It's like, it's almost like it made this note about The Hobbit. It's more like it's... The fact that it gave me had no context to it with the Hobbit feet. Like, now you gave me the context.
Okay. But I mean, like, well, that's something they would have. So it's literally factoids they take from the appendices or something.
Right. And it could also be general IMBD, facts and stuff too. Okay. But if you know the appendices,
well, a lot of the appendices stuff winds up on IMDb as like trivia or did you know stuff.
Yeah. Cause that's where you would be learning about the behind the scenes stuff. Yeah. So I just thought,
But there's a great story. They would get up in the morning. They would play music because they were just like dead.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
And
yeah.
Ian McKellen would be up like at similar hours.
Yeah,
or I think they shared a trailer for a while or something, and they'd be playing music, and they would just hear him like grunting and like banging the wall. I'd be like,
what?
And he didn't like the music choice.
Oh my god!
So they would have to like. They're like, okay, well,
it's Gandalf. We get something.
And it was like, it's so funny how similar like their actors were to.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's just something about like the cast for Hobbit is also amazing. Like I don't know that there's. I can't believe I'm saying this. Wow. I don't know if there's anyone in Lord of the Rings cast as perfectly as Martin Freeman is as Bilbo in The Hobbit.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. Yeah, they actually said in the X-ray thing, they moved filming around. They rearranged the schedule for him.
They wanted him. So, yes, they took the break so that he could film Sherlock at the same time. Because I remember when this was happening. We were in college when this was filming.
Yeah.
I was in New Zealand when they were making these movies for my staff, my student teaching. And the only reason I was able, I think they were scheduled. What's that?
You could have been an extra.
I looked into it, and I wasn't had to be a New Zealand,
a native,
like
a
Kiwi.
Come on now.
Because they had to pay extras, and
you sound like a New Zealand.
I couldn't get paid. Yeah, I could, put on the accent. I'm here, Peter said a smoke. I'm here for smoke. Yeah.
See, that's exactly. Okay. I tried to do it for Lottie on the side. I was like, you got to see Lane do it in real life.
But I looked into it, and I was like, no, I can't do that. And then I was just like, whatever. I mean, that's, but they were filming, right? And I was like, this is so cool. And I remember being so like OCD about, I really want to go to the Shire. I really want to go to the Hobbiton, the Hobbiton set. I got to do it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I think they're going to be, because you'd be able to see like spy leaked photos of the set, and they were building it for real this time. They were building it to last, and they were getting, before it was like plywood and facades and not like real, not cardboard, but close.
Wow.
And not like lasting materials. And actually after Lord of the Rings, they took all that stuff out.
Yeah.
So it was literally just when people went and saw tours after Lord of the Rings, it was just, they would go to see the hillsides and like these plywood whitewashed sort of hobbit holes. No doors, no windows, nothing. That's how much people wanted to go there. Green Dragon wasn't there. The bridge wasn't there.
Dang.
Nothing.
The early days.
There were signs, fences. they had removed it. They'd taken it all out. So when they, for The Hobbit, they were like, let's build this. Let's build it to last. People have been coming to these tours, which I think the farmer kind of did without Peter Jackson's, like, he didn't contact him at first. He was like, I'm just going to start doing tours because it's my farm.
Yeah, yeah.
And Peter Jackson never said he couldn't. So when they went in to make it last forever for The Hobbit,
yeah,
they were like, okay, let's do this, but let's, I think they came to an agreement, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
like, let's
negotiate.
It's a
huge attraction. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they were like, that's cool. And they said, we'll leave everything up. And so that's
right.
But anyway, when I went, it's because Peter Jackson had he had his ulcer then.
Oh.
And so he was sick. So they had to rearrange scheduling and put it off. Cool. So when I was
filming?
No, I had no idea where they were, what they were doing. The Kiwis kept it secret and safe. They don't even care. They're like, yeah, my cousin was in Lord of the Rings. It's not a big deal. Yeah, they're like, it's such a, they're just so, like, they have the short poppy thing where they're like,
it's such a little population compared to, like,
4 million people, 4.5 million people in their country. So they were like, they were all just very like, you know, when the actors are here, we treat them like they're just people who live here. We're not going to make them feel weird. Right. We're not going to ask for autographs. We're not going to take pictures. And they don't really care anyway. Like, they truly.
Big actors, most of the extras and things were.
Yeah, there were a lot of Kiwis. A lot of the dwarves even were even. Jed Brophy, yeah, who's been like a million characters and stunt guys.
Hmm. What's the guy in Flight of the. What are they?
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name? He's one of the elves, isn't he?
Yes. Brett.
Brett
McKenzie?
Yeah.
He's
like Elrond's second.
He's in Lord of the Rings, too.
Is he really?
He is an elf in Lord of the Rings.
Because he has like a speaking role in The Hobbit.
He has a speaking role in Return of the King as well.
Does he really?
Very brief. He says, "My Lady Arwen." It's when Arwen's like riding away.
Oh, that's him. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
What's she talking
okay.
about?
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Oh, Vigo.
Yeah, but
no, it's good though. Yeah.
I don't remember where I was going with that.
Thoughts with Lane. Yeah. That's all I wanted was
sitting
some
in the
thoughts.
Shadows of Strider. That'll be coming soon.
Sitting in the Shadows with Strider.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm thinking about doing Sitting in the Shadows with Strider in the Shire. That's even harder.
That's
to say.
Really cool.
But
all right, one last question. What if they in Second Age show? What if they go back to the Shire? What are they going to do there?
This is one of the theories, right? Because
they're in New Zealand. What are they doing?
One of those characters is the proto hobbit or whatever, right?
Are you going to be mad if they have a proto hobbit like they're in the Shire or something like this?
No, I don't think I'd be mad.
Would it be?
Remember how we talked about this, though?
Yeah.
We talked about this. We were like, the hobbits are the heart of the story, right?
Right.
And so without a hobbit race or without a hobbit character.
Who do you connect to?
Who are we going to, like, elves, okay, and like Numenoreans, okay, but they're kind of like partially elf anyway. They're weird,
right?
You know, they're special,
right?
Dwarves. Not the baddies. We're not going to get down with the baddies, right?
Right, right.
I don't know, but it's funny that it's like, did they hear us? Pain and McKay, like,
did they
got to write in a Hobbit? Guys.
We got to. We
the guys are
it.
Talking about it. They're right.
They listen to old Lane and Ez.
They're
they say,
right.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
We're not going to let them know.
Proto Hobbit.
We're not going to give them an interview yet.
Right.
They're right. We need some hobbits in here. It'd be kind of cool. I mean,
because you're in New Zealand. I wonder, wouldn't it be crazy to, you're right there.
You mean use the set of Hobbiton? Is that what you're telling?
They'd have to, they can't really, can they? Because it's all doctored up.
And it wouldn't have, it wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have to find something. Well, I mean, here's the other thing too. Like that part of the.
Now, wait a second.
This is post-flooding. Yes. Second Age is post-flooding. Or reshaping or whatever.
Right.
So it would, the lands would be
there. Region's there, but it's not necessarily
populated. Yeah. Someone is yelling at us right now. You guys don't know. Have you not looked at page 7i4?
No, but I mean, that's...
Francis Pony knows this stuff. Tolkien Professor does, too.
Yeah, I, you know. Anyway, I just think it's like, what are you going to, you know? I mean,
I don't know. That would be, it'd be interesting.
Because you really can't, if they can't change any of that stuff, it's a park and stuff. Like, you really can't go there now.
Yeah,
you can't really do anything there.
It would be, I don't think that, they just, what they need to do is what we've been talking about. We need a
Concerning
Hobbits show, which is very Downton Abbey-like, where we follow the
drama,
everyday,
the ins and outs,
mundane drama life of the Hobbits. And I messaged you this. I think this is a decent premise. You center around the old Took.
Yeah.
The old toque telling stories.
Yep.
About things that have happened to Bilbo. Telling young, little Bilbo.
Yes. These the stories.
Histories and stories of the, and this is where his toque-ish side is awakened.
Right.
And you can go into, you can stay in that, that, that can be your baseline timeline.
Right.
You can see young Bilbo. You can see, cause you could, it wouldn't have to be Martin Freeman. It could be a little kid. Find a good kid actor, find someone to cast as a bull roar toque, you know, the old toque.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting time too, because like you do the whole like Goblin King thing where he hits the, or the Goblin
Game of Golf head is, where, is, is created.
Golf and Ball is created. Yeah. And then you could do, you know, flashbacks to all these different times when the
Belladonna, you know.
Belladonna's escapades.
What's going with the on little, with Gandalf. You know,
Olorin, oh, Mithrandir.
The new show.
Ian McKellen, no, I don't think, they haven't, no.
He said he would come back. But here's the cool thing. Would, you make this concerning Hobbits, he could come back.
He's there. He could do it. Yeah.
He might. Hopefully, I mean, we got to get on this.
Yeah,
well, we're losing time.
The rights to the Third Age that they're trying to keep it with the War of the Rohirrim. Like, do a Hobbit show. Yeah. Like,
we and then you could do stuff down. Like, did you could do a whole like 3-episode arc on the really bad winter?
Yeah,
where it actually snowed and the river froze and the wolves came in.
Yeah, what was the year? For the year 1492.
1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. 1429.
What was 29? Was the year of the beer that they had?
Yeah. Okay. Like, dude, and then you could, dude, you could experience the floating log.
Yeah,
you could go to the golden
that's all
perch.
I want is to hear is to see them fish. You know, like
and like
being tempted by water. A
wouldn't
little
it
bit.
Be
what's
awesome to see the great Smeals and like the giant? Isn't that what it's called? What's the big? Brandy Hall. Go see Brandy Hall. Can you imagine that on screen? Yeah. And then you could have like the Hobbits. Like you could have a couple episodes where they go to Bree and explore. There's something that takes them there. Or
one episode, Tom Bombadil shows up or something.
Oh my, now you're talking, like, bro. On. Or like the forming of the hedge. Money. The forming of the hedge.
Yeah,
the battle with the Hjorns.
Yep.
Like the burning of the old forest. This would be, people would love this.
I know.
And it could be
the freaking Entwives pass through.
Oh,
I mean,
my
dude,
gosh.
They're sitting on a gold mine of money. Well, you can't change stuff. You can't add. Look at what the Second Age is doing.
Do we ever go to the North Farthing?
I'd love to.
What's in the North Farthing?
I would love to.
Like, and that there's, did you know that in the very middle of the farthings is it's called the Farthing Stone. The Four Farthing Stone. It's like this big
pillar,
upright rock that marks, this is the center of all four farthings.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's just
Tales of the Four Farthings.
Like, there's just so much you could do. Like you said, the Downton Abbey series, if even just like a new Hobbit rolls in to Hobbiton from the North Farthing.
Yeah,
who is this guy?
Hopefully what people understand what we mean by that is like similar format where you follow characters.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
You get to know characters really well and they come in and out and they develop and you're like, you fall in love with these.
A little romance is happening.
Yeah.
We're
not focused on big battles.
Somebody's.
We're not focused on other races.
Someone wants to start a new business here and this person's got, you know, it's a little. Whatever.
No elves. Like, no, I mean, elves can come in and out, right?
Some dwarves
no
walk past or whatever.
Right.
And we just,
but we're focused on the hobbits instead of like the hobbits embarking on some journey somewhere else.
Right.
And then you film in Matamata in New Zealand.
Yeah.
You go to other places in New Zealand that could be other parts of the Shire.
I think
this is gold, man.
It is gold. I'm with you on that. And I would love it. Yeah. Sincerely love it. Wow. So, oh gosh.
Jeff Bezos, we could just buy something on Amazon and put a little note that says, let's talk to Jeff.
You think, is that how it works?
Probably.
If we buy an audience,
if we buy a copy of The Hobbit, I bet he's notified every time.
Wow. All right. Well, hey guys, that is.
Man, my eyes hurt. Your eyes hurt.
Yeah, my eyes hurt too. That's keeping up with Strider over there. And well, I'm looking at. Yes. Can I help? Yeah.
Just real quick, like why I asked you before, like how do you like Smaug's voice?
Oh yeah,
it's because people love his voice in German. I want you to listen to it real quick. Okay. Like,
oh,
if you,
is this is Benedict Cumberbatch? This is a German actor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a voice actor.
Cool. Let's hear it.
And I just had his voice in my head, and I actually don't really know what the English voice looks.
Oh my gosh!
Like. So I don't know if you what you like.
So a lot of be hearing loud, like, Benedict's. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's just a few scenes.
That's way better.
Komm ins Licht.
That dude should have had the job.
It's like a super deep voice.
Yeah. Holy, that doesn't even sound real. That is spine tingling. That almost reminds me of
okay, that was really good.
Of Azog. That sounds like Azog's voice,
yes,
almost.
Yes, it does a little bit. It does, it does. Yeah, but that was deeper, really stronger. Good. That was really good. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is the thing about Benedict.
Yeah.
His timber's like not as low as that guy's. That guy's like,
right,
he's
right.
The timber line. He's at the bottom of the tree.
That's interesting to think about. Yeah, people watch stuff with different, you know,
yeah,
different voice actors and a whole different thing, right? Yep. You know,
one thing about how many languages you can watch these movies in.
Right.
When we saw that Harry Potter, it's like Expecto Patronum, and then in German, it's like Expecto Patronum, and then the other language was like ha 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 ha. I don't even know.
Yeah. I think it was a joke, and they were trying to do some Spanish or whatever. They're just like, I expect. They just went nuts. It was totally.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Because you know what they're supposed to, what they're saying in your language, and so to hear it slightly different languages, oh, yeah, then you hear just, like, what?
Because think about how much of movies is obviously just your an image and a sound,
right,
paired together. And it's like that's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah. I will say, reflect on the previous film, I guess in this movie too, I do love that character Azog.
Yeah.
And it's kind of disturbing how much I'm like, the older I get, the more, I think when I'm like 80.
Did
I'm gonna,
I say that in the last episode?
I'm going to look just like him, dude.
Did I bring that up?
He is my lookalike now.
I think I brought it up on the side, or I might've brought it up in the podcast. Like it's one of those
ears?
Things where mentally I'm like, I wonder if I should, you know, like.
And if you notice today, I've got a scratch here. Yeah. I've got another one here. I don't know where these scratches are coming from.
Dude, you got to be careful.
What if you come here to the Shire one day? I'm in the back.
You're just full.
And I've got like a wolfhound, and I'm sitting on its back, and I'm like.
What if you lose your hand in some crazy thing, and you have like, you run a spike back through
just,
your elbow?
I go get part of the fence, and I just shove it through my arm, and I'm like. Dashkarum. Dashkarim.
Dude, that's really good.
That's what I do.
First of all, if you ever got an elbow from Azog, you're done.
Gone. Why doesn't he just walk around elbowing everybody?
I would just, he's got that. It's coming out the back.
Yeah,
it's,
I know. It's
like,
the spikes. So crazy. That character. And then also, like, I do. Oh, man. That's okay. I love the origins of Oakenshield when he just grabs that branch there.
That is
then,
cool.
Yeah. And then later, how you see him affix, like, in the time of the company when they're going on the adventure,
yeah,
he's put like metal pieces on it. Like the way Weta thinks things out, you're like,
thinks through that.
Oh, like he would have taken that branch.
Right, the evolution.
And added all these things onto it.
Right.
Man.
I remember when he loses the Oakenshield in the last episode.
Like,
I was
like, well, he just like slides off his arm. You're like, no.
Right, yeah. It's like, so who is he now?
Right.
Thorin?
Just Thorin. Not even under the mountain.
Yeah, it's like, who's this guy?
Not even king under the mountain.
You did Thorin. Look like Thorin today with that blue hood on. Yeah, it was good. You had the blue hoodie and the hood up, and he really is a blue hooded, you know.
Is it? Does he have it in the movie? It's not as blue in the movie, though.
No,
it's like kind of
it's
furry,
real dark. If there is a tint of blue, probably, but.
I have been reading The Hobbit to Winnie.
Yeah.
We've started reading, and she's obsessed with it. It's really cool. But she was, I was reading that portion when they're putting the hoods on the pegs and how he talks about the hoods, you know, two blue hoods, two green hoods. And I was like, I sort of wish they would have not played it up ridiculously, but played it up a little bit. Yeah. And they do have different colored hoods, but it's
because it's like, look, what
same.
If you want to cosplay as one of these, you know, dwarves? I mean, you know what I mean?
You're not gonna be able to tell,
right?
It's like she got a beard on or something,
right? Yeah,
lower back ponytail.
Oh, yeah. If you ever want to cosplay as me, it's gonna be real difficult. You have to dedicate for.
It'll be hilarious as if you and I cosplayed each other
as each other. Wow.
Yeah.
We could do it.
It'd be awesome. Well, it's like I'm gonna go to the village. I'm gonna dress in a disguise. I'm Ezra. I'm here for food.
Oh yeah,
picking up the lane.
Yeah, yeah. like they weren't going to recognize. Yeah, we were ordering food from the village. That was good. Got some wings in there for you, by the way.
Yeah, I need to get on those.
I know. I'm kind of hungry.
This stuff always takes it out of me.
I know. Me too. I'm wiped.
Such a drag. I wish the week we even enjoyed it.
I know.
I hate this.
I know.
Do you hate me? You do, don't you?
Been there since...
Day one?
07.
Look at you moving your foot around, too. I can tell you're telling the truth.
It's like a happy dog.
Nervous tick.
I love you, buddy. I love you, too.
I missed this.
Good to see you.
Yep. Good to see you, too. Nice to talk to you.
Yep. All right. Well,
I'll call you later. All right.
We'll see you, buddy.
Yeah. Yep.
Bye. Bye. All right, friends. So, yes, that was nice. Nice hearing from Lane.
Yeah.
You know? Nice to get down there. Nice to hang out. Again, I think I mentioned it last episode, but the food was amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. We had such good food. So, again, Lane, Sarah, thank you guys so much. I know it was just like little snack food here and there or whatever, but it was a blast.
It was perfect.
It was really good. Had some drinks. We were outside doing our thing. And then, you know, I always appreciate Lane for his knowledge on the behind the scenes, the appendices. He's been there. Sarah's been there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They can speak from experience. Been there. We've been to Hobbiton. We've been to the Shire. Yep. Like, that's pretty awesome. And we've yet to go. I think we talked about this in the next episode as well, too. Time traveling all over the place here. But, I really do want to go at some point. I'm excited for that. We even got a little second age conversation in there, which was good, too, just in terms of the show and everything. So, really, really looking forward to more of that. So, friends, just to kind of refresh your memory here on the schedule as we take you out here. So we already did the rewatch for The Desolation of Smaug. That was on May 21st. On June 4th, we're going to do the Battle of the Five Armies. You guys will hear coming up next episode, we're going to have actually our conversation, Lottie and I, we're going to share our thoughts on it. And I got to go ahead and apologize because I wasn't feeling it. Remember, I was not feeling it at all for some reason. We get halfway into
the movie is just long and
Lottie had to help me edit that because I was like, just make me sound good. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like I was just blabbering to blab. I was. I don't even know. Like I was just out. I don't know what it was, but I probably could have ended that conversation. I probably could have said 5 minutes on the movie. I mean, it's a good movie, but there's just, I don't know. And now here I am blabbering again and not gone anywhere. I don't know what it was. I just really didn't. You guys will see. You'll find out next week when you get to that episode. But I just want to go ahead and preemptively say my apologies. I was a bit, had some thoughts, and then sometimes I'm kind of dwindling. I was like Bomber.
It's okay.
I didn't have much to say. I was like, okay, well.
That's okay. It was a long night.
Yeah, it was. So that'll be June 4th. And then again, remember June 18th, we're going to have the Fellowship of the Ring. That'll be the big one. We're going to have some fun there. We're going to move everything up to the couch, I think. We're going to kind of get everything squared away up there and do our watch party upstairs. So if you want to join us live, you want to hop in the live stream on YouTube or whatever, we made some friends who we mentioned next episode as well for that. That was really cool. So, yes.
Right now, we're sticking to the 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time schedule, right? Or do you want to move it the next one to like a nighttime
event? Some people were saying wouldn't it be nice to kind of like set it up to where we're watching it before bedtime. And I don't know how that would work out for certain people, so I'm all for it because normally we like watch it and it's like 3 hours later and I'm like, I ain't no way I can sit down for an hour and a half or 2 hours and record,
right?
Like I'm already, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Although I think we will have more energy or something, I don't know, maybe it's just something about like the sun's out when we do that in the morning and all I want to do is just get up and run outside, you know? So
maybe we'll do something. Why don't we do a poll?
There we go. Yeah, we'll do a poll. Yeah, to see if anybody wants to kind of
vote. And if no one votes in it, we'll just decide if we feel like doing it.
If we get absolutely zero votes, then I guess we'll have to decide on our own. Darn it.
Yeah, that's how it is.
No. Okay. Cool. So yeah, no, we'll do that. And then, remember I'm kind of leaning in favor of that later time slot. So I like my pancakes in the morning, but I wouldn't mind having something to drink late at night and watching these movies. So
especially the Hobbit movies.
Yeah. Especially Battle of the Five. And it's, you know, it'll be summertime. So that should be great. So, all right, friends. Well, hey, thanks so much. Thanks again to Lane and Sarah, you know, for hopping in and helping us out with this episode and for,
Winnie, Ruthie, Charlotte, Vigo. I mean, just love them all.
You know? You guys.
We love you. We love you. We love all of you listening. You know, if you guys have a chance, pop over, like the Facebook page. I know people have been a bit more active in the Facebook group, which is kind of cool. That was pretty neat. I've seen people in there asking about where the t-shirt's at, asking for, you know, just different things. Are we going to have, you know, these watch parties? Some people are enjoying them. They want to kind of come in, hang, talk, whatever.
Oh, please do. We enjoy it so much when people...
So much more fun.
Talk about the movies, talk about anything that's going on in their lives right now. That's like the best part, actually.
Yeah. Also, just remember, you guys probably know more about the movies than I do. Clearly, Lane's always like, I mean, somebody, we were in the, we were watching this last one and somebody mentioned all the little cameos and I'm like, what? Who cameo?
Yeah,
right?
That was amazing.
Lane brought it up. You know, Peter Jackson with the old carrot in the beginning of this, but Stephen Colbert at the end. You know, as the spy, crazy. Anyway, so those are fun. When you guys join in, that would be great. And we just like hanging out, you know, good people, good Hobbit folk.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to thank you for going on another adventure with us. Next time, we'll be diving into The Desolation of Smaug, Part 2.
If you like the podcast, don't forget to subscribe, like them, write them a review, or send them a shadow fax.
We will see you next time, and remember that you know, we know, and Bilbo...
He knows.
...knows. And Winnie especially knows. Okay? She knows what's up.
Yep.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.